are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Yes, I bet you thought I'm calling sick. I've been having some voice strain. I've been drinking my organic throat cold, but I don't like calling them sick. I don't. And I don't feel sick. It's just my voice isn't as lovely and, you know, soft spoken as, Emma, who was the one that sang Phantom of the Opera? No, I won't sing Phantom of the Opera. But anyway, Emma Rossi or Rossum? Anyway, yeah, so my voice just doesn't sound like her, like it usually does. So, unfortunately, think of me. Okay, I won't sing. Anyway, so I've been having some throat strain, but I'm doing okay. It's just there's so much to talk about. So much to talk about. I'm also going to be filling in for Heidi Harris, Martin Luther King Day, Monday morning. Can't wait for that. Got a lot of stuff to do, a lot of material. Gonna just squeeze it all in these next couple hours, and we're gonna get you guys the latest and the greatest. So please, thank you for putting up with me and my not-so-sexy voice, but I promise my voice will get sexy eventually. Okay, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This just in, Heather Locklear, we just found out was in the ICU. Remember yesterday, 911 call, Heather Locklear from Melrose Place and TJ Hooker, right? Always, you can always see the roots on her hair, but she's got that great platinum blonde we all tried to have. I tried to be a platinum blonde of the 90s, didn't work. My hair turned orange. But we all want to look like Heather Locklear, even though she was a real meanie on Melrose Place. Well, apparently there was a 911 call, alcohol and prescription medicine mix. The parents claim it was not a suicide attempt. So we just heard that she was in the ICU and stable, and now we heard she's leaving. She's leaving the hospital. Now, usually when you're in the ICU, you know, they keep you for a couple days. Maybe they, you know, bring you down to telemetry floor. Maybe they bring you down to the medical floor. But apparently from ICU to out. Now, I don't know. I don't know what Heather Locklear was like in real life. You know, remember we talked about this? We look at stars, and if they were meanies in the show they were in or movies, you think they were a meanie? Oh, she must be a wench. I mean, and maybe she was, you know, trying to meddle with people's relationships like she did on Melrose Place, and the nurses said, get the heck out of here and discharge her. But there's a good chance that she did fine. And they said she had come into the hospital kind of agitated. So maybe it wasn't as much of an overdose as we think. Still, everybody's keeping quiet on that. And you know what? I mean, they probably should. I got to tell you, Aretha Franklin said it, you know, best a few months back when people were speculating that she had pancreatic cancer. She's like, mind your own business. And that's Aretha for you. And so, you know, all right, well, we'll mind our own business. But, you know, it's going to be nice to know what's going on because everybody thinks it's because she broke up with Jack Wagner. Remember, Jack Wagner was in Melrose Place, too. And, you know, this is kind of important because we really want a Melrose Place reunion. We really do. Gosh, I can't think of the song. Okay, I'm not going to sing. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And then, and also breaking news, Gene Hackman was hit by a car. Gene Hackman, okay, remember now, he was the bad guy in Superman. He was also kind of a bad guy in Crimson Tide. Remember Crimson Tide, the submarine movie where Viggo Mortensen, right? Viggo Mortensen had a crew cut, looked really, really good in that t-shirt while he was ironing with Denzel Washington. And then the Gene Hackman character put a gun to Viggo Mortensen's head. No, he's not meaty. Viggo Mortensen's head. And I wanted to just jump to the screen to save Viggo. Yeah, Gene Hackman, him. Gene Hackman was riding his bicycle in the Florida Keys and was hit by a car. Actually had to be airlifted to the hospital. Now, it sounds like he's okay, kind of scraped up, bruisey, all right? But so far, so good. Boy, what is going on with our stars over the last couple days? Yeah, and I think another divorce, one of the girls from American Pie, Maura Cervasi, I don't know who it is, but I see her in a lot of movies. She's getting a divorce. Enough with entertainment news. There's a lot of medical news, all right? So sausage and bacon, more proof it causes pancreatic cancer. So we need to talk about that. We also need to talk about a lot of our toiletries, they call it, our toiletries, like our deodorants, possibly our perfume, have chemicals in them that may actually be linked to breast cancer. So we need to talk about that. We also need to talk about some bozos who were bringing a heart to a heart transplant and accidentally dropped it, and it rolled all over the ground. And I think they cleaned it off and used it. Yeah, so we're going to talk about that. I don't know. There may be a diabetes medicine that we could give just once a week. And then Sesame Street is under a lot of heat to start showing breastfeeding moms. Yeah. All right. Elmo, Big Bird, Oscar. Oscar is sitting there butting in all the time on the street. What do you think he is going to say? He's not going to want to see anybody breastfeed, but apparently they want to raise awareness to breastfeeding. So we're going to be talking about that, right? But what I really want to talk about is what you want to talk about. All right. We're going to have some fun today. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also, a woman decides to wear a prosthetic penis to work. And she gets fired. I don't know. You know, is it just me? Or is there always a penis in the news? Every show. I don't look this stuff up. But she's suing. And she may successfully sue for getting fired for wearing a prosthetic penis. I don't know. I don't know what this world is coming to. Okay, so 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, and if we have time and my voice holds up, some doctors were caught cheating on their tests, so we're going to talk about who did that. No, it wasn't me, so busy day, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, also, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And Facebook page. My Facebook page has a lot of these stories. Oh, there's also a cool submarine picture from the Confederate times, Civil War. Good stuff. But stay tuned. We'll talk.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska? Yep, it's the third annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29th for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate, we're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia. So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
GCN listeners, if your New Year's resolution is to improve your health, then you need to visit VitalityPlusOne.com. For over 15 years, VitalityPlusOne.com has offered the finest health products on the market, like Green Star juice extractors and Energy Star hydraulic juice presses that pull out every last bit of liquid from fruits and vegetables, and high-quality blenders like the BlendTec HP3. VitalityPlusOne.com also carries water distillers, sprouters, and the Sedona Food Dehydrator. Be sure and check out supplements like organic powder greens, green products for your four-legged friends, and the best-tasting raw honey on the market today. And for liver support, VitalityPlusOne.com carries Pharmanac NAC. Call 888-473-2141. That's 888-473-2141. Or visit VitalityPlusOne.com. VitalityPlusOne.com. Your choice for finer health products since 1996.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, Be Prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 182-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com. While supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com, or call 877-327-0365.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
All right, guys, let's rock and roll. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. A big thank you to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. And lots of hugs and kisses to Donovan, who's working the dials tonight. Do you ever hear Rush Limbaugh say that? Let's give our engineer and crew kisses. No, he doesn't. See, we spread the love here. Lots of kisses. I'm not done with entertainment news. Clark Gable's grandson is in the news today. Clark Gable's grandson, handsome. I have him up on my Facebook page. Clark Gable's grandson, 23 years old, has been sentenced to 10 days in jail for pointing a green laser at an LAPD helicopter as it flew 800 feet over Hollywood. Boy, how did they catch him? He's already gets credit for one day in jail. He is facing the possibility of serving 3 years in prison for three counts of discharging a laser at an aircraft. Come on. The kid's got the looks, but he doesn't have the brains. What would Clark Gable do? Clark Gable would probably smack him upside the head. All right, so it was a 52 milliwatt, 1.21 gigawatts, a 52 milliwatt laser he directed at the helicopter and officers on the ground to make an arrest. What an idiot. Oh, my. I was excited. I was like, Clark Gable's grandson? You know, maybe he's making a Gone with the Wind remake or something? No. He's pointing laser point. Don't they have anything to do? They have nothing to do? You know, actually, I wanted to ask you guys some advice. One of my kids gets in trouble in school again because I guess when everybody was supposed to be working on their project in school, my son was making a paper airplane. And teacher wrote me saying, you know, look, he's not really interested in, you know, doing what he's supposed to do in class. And he's making a paper airplane. So, of course, you know, I wrote her, oh, I will have a discussion with him this evening. And it'll be discussed at our next family meeting. Thank you so much. You know, meanwhile, I'm thinking, all right, this boy is going to get ripped a new orifice. But, you know, by the time he came home, I wasn't mad about it anymore. And, of course, you know, I blame his father for teaching him how to make paper airplanes. But, you know, I have a child that I love him to death, and he's extremely smart. He just doesn't like school. He's not into school. And I didn't think I could make any progeny or zygotes that weren't interested in school. I was a school fiend. I loved school. Now, maybe it's because I didn't like my mom too much and I wanted to get the heck out of the house, but I loved school. And if I didn't get homework, I made homework up. I just loved doing the reports and the typing and the books and the math, and the, I just loved it. And I'm just shocked that I gave birth to two kids who really don't like to go to school. I was racing out the door an hour early at the bus stop. Yeah, my kids, they just don't like school. You know, I mean, they're smart. But, you know, you worry, because, you know, I want them to go to college later. I want them to, no, they won't qualify for the Dream Act. No, they won't. Yeah, they're going to have to pay actual out-of-state tuition, right? Although, honestly, I'd save some money. But, oh, so anyway, if you guys have any ideas on how to get my kids to stop making paper airplanes in school, now, I mean, true. Okay, I was making jokes in the back of the class. I was making jokes. I would make little cheat sheets. We're going to talk about this. We're talking about doctors cheating on their boards. But I would make little cheat sheets to show off to my boyfriend and stuff. I didn't need them, but I would make them because it was something I was really good at, you know, for the other students. And, I mean, but I still paid attention. I still got good grades. So I don't know what's wrong with our youth. I really don't. Paper airplanes, really? You're going to make a paper airplane in class? Please. All right. So I'll figure something. I'll yell at him. I mean, I have to. I have to get all mommy on him. You know, I'll ground him. And, you know, it looks like I'm grounding them every day. And then they end up back on their computer. I've got to come up with something better. Maybe, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make them watch Sesame Street. Especially now that Sesame Street has to show breastfeeding. That'll be a punishment. All right. So what's going on here with Sesame Street? For those of you listening in, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. So I guess there is a huge push for Sesame Street to show breastfeeding. Parents are urging that breastfeeding is brought back on air. I don't know why we need boobies. Wasn't Katy Perry supposed to go on Sesame Street, but they didn't like it because her dress was showing too much of her boobies? But that's not the boobies they want. They want breastfeeding. All right. Now, apparently, the show premiered back in 1969, remember? All right. Okay. Breastfeeding on screen was not that unusual. In fact, in 1977, Buffy St. Marie breastfed her baby on Sesame Street. She was a guest star. She goes, I'm feeding the baby. See, he's drinking milk from my breast. Now, I don't remember that in 1977. But then again, I was 6 years old. I was probably done with Sesame Street. Then Sonia Manzano, the one that played Maria, right, did her breastfeeding. But I guess they only showed her little hand. Okay, no cena, solo el mano. So they didn't really show that, but now they want to bring that back because they think that breastfeeding has to be normalized again, and since they're only showing moms breastfeeding with a bottle, it's giving kids the wrong idea. Now, okay, when I watched Sesame Street, I was, what, 3, 4? All right. I was not at that time interested in how I was going to feed my progeny. So if I saw a baby bottle, it did not sway me against breastfeeding. I still grew up to be a full-grown woman, blossomed, and I still decided to breastfeed my kids despite what I saw on Sesame Street. Yep, I did. I know, shocking. So this is almost the same thing that we were talking about yesterday or the other day with bald Barbie, chemo Barbie. What are you trying to teach a 3-year-old? Okay? I mean, yes, you could show that babies are, but I mean, you don't have to drown these kids in breast milk. Yes, I think breastfeeding is very important, but breastfeeding is something you're going to be talking about to your young ladies when they're going to be contemplating how to feed their children. A 3-year-old girl is not going to understand that. Don't they have a doll out? It's a breastfeeding doll where it makes sucking sounds. When you put it against your child's bosom, This is a little too much, all right? And this is coming from a doctor that's very pro-breastfeeding. I'm extremely pro-breastfeeding. I think breastfeeding, we all should do. Gives the kids the antibodies, feeds them well. It's cheap. Makes your boobies nice and big and supple. I think it's great. I love it, breastfeeding. Huge fan. I did it, etc. What I don't like is ramming this stuff down viewers' throats and these kids. I don't think a kid, a three-year-old girl, should be walking around with chemo Barbie. I don't think a kid should be playing with a toy that's making sucking sounds on their chest. Okay? They could be, you could talk to them about breastfeeding when they understand it. Maybe when they're 9, maybe when they're 11. But a 3-year-old, really? Do they really need to understand the concept of mammary glands? Are they doing this for ratings? My kids would not see Sesame Street. They didn't get into it. And I'm like, but look, there's Grover, there's Cookie Monster, there's Elmo. They just didn't get into it. I was into the Electric Company. The Electric Company. Remember the Electric Company? Meat. Yeah, so I loved the Electric Company. I showed the kids an old 70s disc of the Electric Company. You could get them online. And my kids were bored out of their minds. But I'm like, look, it's the guy that played God from Bruce Almighty, Morgan Freeman, look. And they're like, what? He's wearing a funny hat. But anyway, I really think we do need to educate our children. I mean, our children are kind of growing up a little bit more wussified. They're growing up looking at their teen idols getting pregnant out of wedlock while they're still teenagers, of course. I can understand trying to teach these kids early. But when you try to shove it down their throat at the age of 3 on a public broadcasting station that's supposed to be teaching them letters, I just think it's a little odd. That's all. But again, I'm not against breastfeeding. I know I'm going to get some emails. Dr. Dahlia, that's how we have to train our kids. We got to train our kids when they're 3. No, I don't think so. Nobody trained me, and I did it well. Nobody drowned. Nobody got shot with breast milk in the face. They did fine. Okay, we're going to be coming up on break soon, and we need to talk about some pretty big headlines today. Studies are linking processed meat with increased risk of pancreatic cancer. We are talking about our sausage. We're talking about our bacon. This isn't the first time, but it's another study. All right, we've talked about colorectal cancer, but now pancreatic cancer. That scares the heck out of us. And then what is going on with our face creams, our deodorants, some of even our food products that have a chemical in them that could actually be linked to breast cancer. So we need to talk about that. And, you know what I want to talk about? Well, there's a few things I want to talk about. Oh, it looks like we're not on break yet. Oh, okay, good, good, good. We're not on break. Okay. Let's go into this next story of these medics. These were doctors in Mexico City who were running to bring a heart for a transplant. And unfortunately, they were caught on film dropping it on the ground. Now, from what I understood, they picked it up from the ground, 2-second rule, and put it back in the cooler. And they said the heart was not affected by the drop. No! But I really don't know how they cleaned it. I mean, there were probably pieces of asphalt, gum wrappers on it, pennies. In Mexico City. ¿Qué pasó? All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away, 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. All right, so let's get right to it. Pancreatic cancer and meat. What are they talking about? Well, apparently in the British Medical Journal, I love it, the British Journal. Oh, it's actually the British Journal of Cancer. There is a study that was released today saying your risk of pancreatic cancer increases by 19% for every 50 grams of processed meat you add to your daily diet. Now, 50 grams of processed meat, they say, equals a sausage. And I think, I mean, now, I don't know if they're talking sausage link. I think they're talking about, like, hot dog sausage. And they say consuming an extra 100 grams per day would boost your risk by 38%. All right, now, we know these types of meats have been an issue with colorectal cancer. We talked about that. And we have seen studies linking it to pancreatic cancer. But this is one of the biggest studies yet where they looked at 6,600 patients. So if we're talking eating a hot dog a day could increase your risk of pancreatic cancer by 19%, that's huge. Now, right now, pancreatic cancer is still one of the more rare cancers. You know, lung cancer, we have colorectal cancer, we have prostate cancer in men, we have breast cancer in women. So obviously, there's many other cancers that could possibly hit us first. Okay, trying to be optimistic here, but pancreatic cancer, again, your lifetime risk is still very low. They say 1 in 77 for men, 1 in 79 for women. So your lifetime risk is low. However, we are eating a lot of crap. You know, I mean, one of the reasons why I really am upset that I've never lived in Manhattan or New York City is imagine, you know, just going downstairs grabbing a hot dog, going back up to your desk, or grabbing a hot dog and watching the city and then going back to work. You know, where I live, you have to drive everywhere. You just can't walk to, you know, find a place to eat. And it would be so nice to just go downstairs, grab something that's on the street corner, and go back up. But those kinds of foods aren't healthy, and we know that. You know, and we think, well, because they're selling it and many people are eating it and they say all beef. Well, yeah, all beef is better than probably other types of substrates or whatever the heck they put in hot dogs. Yeah, I know some people like pork and, you know, I do have to go to Dodger Stadium and have one of their hot dogs. I have to. You know, but again, just don't eat it every day. What do we do with this study? Again, moderation. If you're eating a dog a day, that's going to probably catch up to you. But if you're having a hot dog once in a while as a treat, and you usually do have salads or some salmon or something, you're probably going to be okay. Pancreatic cancer symptoms, a lot of times we don't see symptoms until it's too late. Weight loss, abdominal pain, you could actually start getting diabetes. I don't want you to freak out. Just because you have diabetes doesn't mean you have pancreatic cancer, but the malfunction of the pancreas could start to manifest as diabetes. You could have back pain. You could have jaundice where you start turning yellow. Of course, weight loss, et cetera, nausea. But I wouldn't panic if you've been eating like crap. What I would recommend is if you have any abdominal pain, any sort of stomach pain, whether it's acid reflux, whether you think it's heartburn, whether you think it's indigestion, if you think it's an ulcer, you get it checked out. All right, any of you having any of those symptoms should have it checked out by a gastroenterologist anyway. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, they're just going to run up a big bill. I don't need to go and see the doctor. You know what? When Patrick Swayze had pancreatic cancer, and may he rest in peace, okay, you know, his first symptom wasn't, oh, I got a big lump growing out of me. No, he probably had some abdominal pain that he self-treated with over-the-counter. Now, not all abdominal pain is going to be pancreatic cancer. We've talked about this. However, many of these rare types of fatal afflictions start out with simple symptoms. So you can't ignore the simple symptoms. No one's going to think you're a hypocrite. You talk to your doctor and say, look, I'm having some abdominal pain. This is where it hurts. You know, I've been eating like crap. I've seen studies about gastric cancer and pancreatic cancer and, you know, colon cancer and ulcers and heartburn. And Dr. Dahlia wants me to be checked. And then they'll say, who? And then you'll have to explain to them that it's a very lowly rated medical talk show on XM and nationally syndicated. And then they're like, really? Never heard of it. And then please argue that it is a good show and then argue that you need to go and see a gastroenterologist. Okay. All right. Whew. Now, you know what? My ratings are going up. They really are. I don't like to brag, but I am just really grateful. Because if you guys didn't listen, I couldn't be on air. So thank you. Thank you. Okay. Now, is our deodorant causing cancer? All right. So what's this chemical everybody's freaking out about? All right. It's called parabens. It's a chemical compound that's used in face cream, food products, deodorant. It's all over. In fact, it's even naturally found in blueberries. All right, parabens is a chemical compound of para-hydroxybenzoic acid. It's used in cosmetics to extend their shelf life, and it protects them from microbial growth. All right, now it's also in processed meat, sausages, pies, pastries, and a study has found that there may be a link because these have estrogenic properties to possibly enhancing somebody's predisposition to breast cancer. Okay, we don't think if you use deodorant, it's going to directly cause breast cancer. But if you're breast cancer prone, it may possibly incite it. Okay, and I know some of you are like, well, what's the difference? You're right. I mean, in essence, that may not be that much of a difference. But I don't want people thinking just because my kid is putting on deodorant means he's going to get breast cancer. All right, now there's lots of products in these cosmetic products that we use. I mean, there's methylparaben, propylparaben, butylparaben, and sometimes you don't see them on the label. They should be. These things should be on the label. So when you see paraben as part of a word, so butylparaben, benzylparaben, this is the parabens they're talking about. Now, if they mimic estrogen and you have a breast cancer that's estrogen sensitive, that could possibly, like I say, enhance estrogen. Now, the study that they did from the University of Reading looked at 160 samples of, breast tissue. And they found that 99% of these women that had breast cancer actually had at least one paraben. And 60% of people had five. All right. Now, you know, when you look at this, you're like, okay, that's pretty darn incriminating. But here's the thing. We have chemicals with everything, okay? If they're looking at deodorant, okay, well, then what about our soap? What about our shampoo? What about douche? What about, all right, well, you know, there's lots of things we use. What about deodorant tampons? I mean, are, you know, and they're studying parabens. What about other dihoxy, high chloric, mosobenzo, phylozoic acid or whatever, some of these other compounds I completely forgot when I was studying in organic chemistry. So what I would recommend here is look at this again with a grain of salt. I mean, you know, and again, moderation, just like with the sausage and the pancreatic cancer. We could freak out until the day is long, but I would mix it up a little bit, okay? We've been using deodorant. I've probably worn deodorant now ever since I was 12, 13, you know, when I realized, wait a second, that's not my brother, that's me. You know, so we're talking how many years? I'm 40, so that's 27 years. I mean, I'm screwed, okay? I'm not going to stop using deodorant, but maybe mix it up a little bit. You know, maybe if you're hanging out, you know, maybe, you know, if it's your day off and you're in the house and you're hanging out around the house, maybe have it a deodorant-free day. Maybe, you know, some people that are allergic to deodorant, when I have people that get these rashes under their arms, they can't wear deodorant. And, you know, for some people that can't handle the deodorant, sometimes I tell them to have some little baby wipes, use some baby wipes. But see, now I'm thinking, do baby wipes have these parabens? So here's the thing. This is just one study. We can't be freaking out about it. They're going to look into it. They're going to see what they're doing. But I would, again, do things in moderation. Do you have to wash your hair every day? No, you don't have to wash your hair every day. Now, I'm not saying this isn't shampoos, but let's just talk about moderation for a second. All right. I think a big mistake a lot of my patients are making when they come in with dry scalps is they wash their hair every single day. Your scalp needs the oil. The oil is protective. Now, you don't want to go once a week, but if you could go every couple days and let that oil replenish what the scalp needs, maybe you aren't going to have as much dry skin and issues with your scalp. So, again, moderation. You don't have to do things so rigorously, okay? When we come back, I want to talk about a principal who was performing hypnosis on his students illegally, and two of them killed themselves. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey everyone, Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska. Yep, it's the third annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29 for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate. We're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia. So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Thank you all for tuning in and being such faithful listeners. You can call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or you can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Please follow me on Facebook, on my Facebook page, and, of course, go to my website. If you go to my website, you can email me, get any medical information, or ask me any medical question you want. Whether I answer it appropriately is a whole other story. So, you know, I'm looking at this here. There was a principal accused of unlawful hypnosis, and two students committed suicide. This is a Florida high school principal who apparently was using hypnosis on students. Now, he entered a plea of not guilty on two misdemeanor charges. George Kenny, 52 years old, was charged earlier this week with two counts of unlawful practice of hypnosis. He apparently, officials say, he hypnotized two Northport High School students before the two, independently of one another, committed suicide last year. Officials said that the principal had been warned by his boss to stop using such one-on-one hypnosis with students. Now, the attorney said the principal's supervisor only expressed concern and never gave him a written directive. The principal, who currently is on administrative duty, not at the school, does plan to retire, but they say he's not guilty because the law requires proof that the hypnosis was for therapeutic purposes, and that wasn't why he was doing it. He was trying to boost athletic performance or academic performance. And my interpretation of therapeutic is that it applies a form of treatment, the lawyer says, and he wasn't treating anybody. Now, again, you know, I mean, kids do commit suicide. It's, you know, I mean, should this be linked to the principal? But then hypnosis. I think hypnosis is real. People ask me, they go, can you really hypnotize somebody? Yes, I think there is a way to have some sort of mind control. I don't know much about it. We didn't get to learn about it. And but, you know, people claim that it does something to them, for those that are open to it. I don't ever want to be hypnotized. I don't, because I don't want, you know, to start taking off my clothes, right? Or start, I don't know what they make you do, you know, when you're undergoing that. I mean, it would be nice to be hypnotized not to eat so much and you lose weight. I know some of my patients say hypnosis helped them quit smoking. But, you know, I just don't think most people, untrained people, really have that control. So do I really think the principal could have caused this? No. But, you know, you always wonder why two students in the same school, you know, would commit suicide. Is there any link? So we'll see what happens with this. But just kind of spooky, spooky, spooky. Now, another thing that I would find spooky, but you men may not, is there is an e-urinal that I believe was on display at CES the last few days, where when you urinate into the urinal, it'll actually tell you what your pH is, your specific gravity, your urobilinogen, any blood in your urine, white blood cell count, any protein, any sugar, any ketones, any bilirubin in the urine. It's like it's doing a urinalysis. We do a 10-step urinalysis in our medical offices all the time, and this urinal would do that, and then it actually will give you some health advice. It'll look at your past data. It'll say, you know, maybe cut back on your sugar. I don't know, wipe. I don't know what it'll do, but I don't think I would want my toilet to talk to me. But it's called an e-urinal, and I guess you all could decide if that's something you would want. Okay. Now, something I don't think I would ever want is the prosthetic penis. But apparently this lady, Pauline Davis, a worker at a snack food plant in Pennsylvania, decided to wear a prosthetic penis to work because she was contemplating gender change surgery. She said the device was completely covered by her clothing, but she didn't mention it to coworkers. Now, one of the coworkers ran to the boss. The employer is J&J Snack Foods of Moosic, Pennsylvania. When she was fired, she decided to obtain an attorney. And the reason why she thinks it's discriminatory is because there was a male coworker who wore female clothing, and he wasn't fired. The lawyer claims that her client's fake penis was completely concealed and in no way interfering with her job duties. All right, and The worker is a Packer line inspector, a position in which they say an actual prosthetic penis could possibly fall in, but I don't know. Well, anyway, I guess, you know, if you're an employer now, if your staff wants to cross dress or you know, wear body parts, I guess you will be sued if you fire them. I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, I can understand if someone is considering transgender surgery to try it out. And I just kind of feel bad that her coworkers narked on her. You know, I mean, why would you walk around and tell people? You know, just do it. And I guess somebody felt uncomfortable and ran to their boss. But, I don't know if you all know much about women's underwear, but most women's underwear doesn't allow for something like that. She would probably have to purchase supersize underwear to wear that. I mean, the average panty or thong doesn't allow for much girth down there. So I'm wondering, but you know what? If she wants to be transgender, she'd probably be wearing boxers. Now, I got to tell you, I'm not transgender, but I love wearing boxers. I wear my husband's boxers, the clean ones, of course, all the time. They are comfy, a heck of a lot more comfy than panties. Panties, you have the elastic, you have, the, you know, sometimes, you know, the glue from the mini pad that you used doesn't come off, and then you give yourself a wax when you try to take them off. It's horrible. I like boxers. Okay, let's switch subjects here. There's a woman who cloned her dog, her dead dog, because she wanted to have the dead dog with her after death. This is New Yorker Danielle Tarantola. She paid $50,000. It originally was a $100,000 price, and she was able to knock them down using pet Trouble's DNA to create another dog from her previous one. The new dog is named Double Trouble. I guess they were able to clone. I'm trying to figure out. Let me see what they did. The scientists informed her that the surrogate, they say B-I-T-C-H, but I don't want to say that online, carrying the embryos developed from Trouble's DNA had been successfully impregnated. Weeks later, the surrogate went into labor, and Danielle watched the birth by webcam from her home in the U.S., and now she has her companion back again. Here's the thing. I love my cats. I love my dogs. Would I want them after death, recreated? I think that would be creepy. I really do. I think your pets are supposed to die. And I think your pets are supposed to die and be up there in heaven. So then when you go to heaven, they're there and they surround you. So I don't think you should be trying to recreate them and have them hang out. I love my cats and dogs. But, when they go poo-poo house, stink up the place, rub their butts on my pillow with the kitty litter and poo-poo powder, when they're done on this earth, I'm going to say goodbye. See ya. Then I'll get a new animal and they'll probably do poo-poo house again. And they'll probably do tushy smear on my pillow again. That's just the circle of life. I just get nervous when we mess with nature. I just get nervous. I don't think it's normal to have a clone. What are people going to do? If you lose your loved one, do you clone them? And then do they grow back from birth? So if you lose your mother, God forbid, do you try to grow a new embryo and then your mom is born? And then you grow, that could be really creepy. I don't think I want to know my mom when she was my age. I know my mom when she was my age because I was 40. But when she was in her 20s, I bet she was rough. I bet she still would have yelled at me, that's just my mama. All right, guys, great show. If this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. If not, stay on board for more Dr. Dahlia coming right up. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.